10. Current challenges and risks. The world economy is going through the most challenging economic and financial stress in generations. The International Monetary Fund predicts that the world economy will shrink this year for the first time in more than six decades. The collapse of world trade is likely to be the worst since the end of World War II. The lost output, compared to the world economy's potential growth in a normal year, could be between $3 and $4 trillion. In the face of this challenge, China and the United States are working together to help shape a strong global strategy to contain the crisis and to lay the foundation of recovery. And these efforts, the combined effect of forceful policy actions here in China, in the United States, and in other major economies, have helped slow the pace of deterioration in growth, repair the financial system, and improve confidence. In fact, what distinguishes the current crisis is not just its global scale and acute severity, but the size and speed of the global response. At the G20 leaders meeting in London in April, we agreed on an unprecedented program of coordinated policy actions to support growth, to stabilize and repair the financial system, to restore the flow of credit essential for trade and investment, to mobilize financial resources for emerging market economies through the international financial institutions, and to keep markets open for trade and investment. That historic accord on a strategy for recovery was made possible in part by the policy actions already begun in China and the United States. China moved quickly as the crisis intensified, with a very forceful program of investments and financial measures to strengthen domestic demand.